Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The drums leads us into yet another Neon Jazz show. That was Chicago native Gene Krupa and his orchestra on the 1940 track Like the Fellow Once Said. Krupa was an influential big band drummer and composer known for his highly energetic and flamboyant style. Many consider Krupa to be one of the most influential drummers of the 20th century, particularly regarding the development of the drum kit. Many jazz historians believe he made history in 1927 as the first kit drummer ever to record using a bass drum pedal. His drum method was published in 1938 and immediately became the standard text. He is also credited with inventing the rim shot on the snare drum. Not bad. Welcome to the show known as Neon Jazz, an hour of musical delight spanning the very cool world of jazz. Thanks for joining me. This is Joe Domino, your radio host, bringing you a rich catalog of tunes. Coming to you from the home of jazz giants Count Basie and Charlie Yardbird Parker here in Kansas City, Missouri. Bringing you a dose of jazz featuring musicians like Earl Hines, Woody Herman, Artie Shaw, and much more. Let's keep the music going. Here's Gene Krupa's old boss, Benny Goodman, with Charlie Christensen on the 1941 song Gone With What Draft.
Thank you.
Finishing our first track of music on the Neon Jazz Show is tenor saxophonist Ben Frog Webster. Known also as The Brute, Webster was born in Kansas City and was considered one of the three most important swing tenors, along with Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. Webster had a tough, raspy, and brutal tone on stomps with his own distinctive growls. Yet on ballads, he played with warmth and sentiment. Yet another cool Kansas City jazz character. Let's pick up the groove with some Joey DeFrancesco and Jimmy Smith with the track Back at the Chicken Shack off the 2004 Legacy album.
Thank you.
That was Kentucky native Edgar Hayes and his orchestra on the 1937 tune, Stompin' at the Rennie. He was a pianist and band leader who played in and arranged for the Mills Blue Rhythm Band. From 1937 to 1941, Hayes again led his own orchestra. Kenny Clark was among his sidemen. His most popular recording was a version of the song Stardust, recorded in 1938. Yet another example that all those early greats of jazz really stayed connected to cultivating and furthering their craft. Next up, local jazz man Mike Matheny gives us the song Are You Real off his latest 2011 released Old Wine, New Bossa, selected tracks.
Thank you.
Was Les Brown with his 1944 track Leapfrog. Les Brown and the Band of Renown brought Doris Day into prominence with their recordings of The Sentimental Journey in 1945. Also, Les and his band performed with Bob Hope on radio, stage, and TV for almost 50 years. They did 18 USO tours for American troops around the world. Staying fresh in the Hollywood world, Les and his band were also the NBC house band for the Dean Martin Variety Show, which ran for 10 seasons, and for the Steve Allen Show. That is a man that had some serious Tinseltown street cred. Let's stay cool on this jazz show with Django Reinhardt with his song Exactly Like You from the 2008 Stardust Records release of his Ultimate Collection.
Thank you. Yeah.
Woody Herman and his orchestra with the 1940 track Do I Love You. Woody was a clarinetist, alto and soprano saxophonist, singer and big band leader, leading various groups called The Herd. Woody was one of the most popular band leaders of the 30s and 40s. His bands often played music that was experimental for their time. As a child, he worked as a singer in vaudeville, then became a professional saxophone player at 15. He continued to perform into the 80s, chiefly to pay back taxes caused by his business manager's bookkeeping in the 60s. Woody left the world in 1987 after a prolific life of influence on the world of jazz. Next up on the Big Neon Jazz Show, Jack Pettis and his Pets give us a very early 1928 lick called Hot Heels.
Thank you.
starlight in June, must they bring sadness to you? Must you sing of days gone by? Must you always sigh? Tell me why your song is sad, never glad. Blue River, do you hold the memory of a vanished dream? Sing to me of lips I press and caress. Blue River, till I saw my hopes go drifting down your stream. Can't we both forget that bright summer night in our little canoe, when her blue eyes lost their light as we whispered adieu? When I hear your lonesome song, something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
Sticking in the 20s, in the last block of tunes was Miss Sophie Tucker with Miff Mole doing her 1927 track Blue River. Sophie was a Russian-born American singer and actress known for her stentorian delivery of comical and risque songs. She was one of the most popular entertainers in America during the first two-thirds of the 20th century. She was widely known by the nickname The Last of the Red Hot Mamas. Try and top that one. Let's move our catalog up a decade with the 1934 track Carolina with Albert Taylor and his orchestra.
Everybody's talking about heaven, and I'm a-praying all day through that there's a little corner in heaven exactly like you. Carolina, if I should reach my goal with my heart and soul, I'd thank you, old Carolina.
Rounding out our 1930s block was Earl Hines and his orchestra with the 1939 track Riff Medley. Hines, whose nickname was Father, was one of a small number of pianists whose playing shaped the history of jazz. At the age of 17, he moved away from home to take a job playing piano with Louis Deppe and his Symphonian Serenaders in a Pittsburgh nightclub for the pay of 2 meals a day and $15 a week. Things changed over time. Over his impressive career, he played solo in the White House twice and played solo for the Pope. He played and sang his last show in San Francisco a few days before he died in Oakland. On his tombstone is the inscription, Piano Man. Man, that cat really did play all the way until the end, didn't he? Let's keep moving up in decades here on The Jazz Show. Here's the 1943 track, Let's Get Lost, with Kay Kaiser and his orchestra.
Thank you. lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost. Let 'em send out a
That was Artie Shaw and his orchestra with a recording from 1940, William G. Still Blues, Part 2. Thanks again for joining us. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, bringing you a slice of America's greatest original invention, jazz. Let us know what you think. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.